It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. I am really excited. I don't know if I should play It's the Most Wonderful Time because it's time for back to school. All the shopping, all of the excited and nervous kiddos, and you're talking kids from 4 all the way up to 18 and then college students, all of the above, getting ready and pumped up for this school season. So what better way to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year for many parents and many guardians than to have the Santa Rosa County, the actual superintendent herself, Dr. Karen Barber, join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really excited. I met you last week at Stuff the Bus, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But also, we have Public Information Officer for the Santa Rosa County School District, Brandi Bates.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're new to this.
I'm so happy to be here. Yes, I am. Well, it's amazing. I'm loving it very much.
This is the best time to really talk about just the empowerment of education and why we need people to be excited to go back to school. And like you mentioned before we came on air, to get people ready to get back in the groove of things. And I think that's what it is last year was weird. The start of the 2020-2021 school year. Right, Dr. Barber?
The year before was weird.
It was. Oh, that's
this
true.
Is two, mm-hmm. two school years in a row.
It's a lot of weird.
This pandemic has affected us.
Right. And so we really want to encourage families and even teachers who might be a little bit worrisome on just maybe even ways to get back in the groove, or maybe to prepare their grandchildren. That there's a lot of grandparents taking care of their grandkids this summer, on how to really help students make that transition back into what will feel like somewhat of a normal year, right?
Absolutely.
So let's start with you, Dr. Barber. Of course, I want to say, number one, before we go any further, I was very humbled and honored to be a part of the Stuff the Bus event last week. And I want to just ask you, you know, how overall, how did it go with the event?
Extremely successful. We had lots of folks that stopped by with actual donations of school supplies at our 3 collection sites. It was wonderful. And at the Dillon Center, which is where our main administrative offices are, U-Haul is storing those supplies for us at no cost. We really appreciate their partnership. But we also had a lot of organizations and individuals make a monetary donation as well, so that we can be very specific and intentional about the kinds of school supplies that we need at our schools. And our principals and our teachers will help us to identify those specific needs that their children at their schools need. We want the first day of school for our boys and girls to walk in with the tools they need to feel successful. And you know how it feels walking in with that new box of crayons, mm-hmm. and the glue and the markers and the pencils, you know. And so that is just confidence building. And that's part of what we have to do in education, is just build the confidence of our students, help them to believe in themselves so they can be successful.
I think confidence is one of the best ways to have a child walk in and have a successful year. That lack of confidence can really limit them in everything they do, you know?
Absolutely. So I would be remiss if I really didn't give a shout out to United Way of West Florida. Laura Gilliam and her team are just outstanding, and we appreciate so much their partnership and the priority that they place on getting those school supplies for us. So thank you so much to them.
Yes. And Jenna, I think we should also add that I think you can still donate online if you go to, I think it's UWWF.org.
Yes.
And then you can go on there. And I know they're doing Stuff the Bus in neighboring counties right now, but if you miss that opportunity to donate to Santa Rosa County, you can go on online and donate there as well.
Yes. And we encourage that. It means more than just a sharpened pencil or a backpack or a cool trapper keeper or whatever it is. It means so much more to that student. So, I mean, just that level of not feeling embarrassed at all that they don't have what they need.
You know, it's not just that, Jenna. It's that we're sending children a very clear message that their education is important to us, that they are important to us. And just continuing to send that message about how important their school is, how much having an education is going to impact their life positively, continued support from the community, not only through school supplies, but in other ways of just really supporting our teachers and our students is so appreciated and absolutely necessary for us to be successful in this coming school year.
Absolutely.
And now's the time to do it. Well, actually, I take that back. Wait till July 31st because we've got that 10-day sales tax holiday, July 31st through August 9th. Great time to get out there and buy the school supplies you need. There's even additional discounts on clothing. And just now is the time to get out there and do it. And we are hoping that everybody takes advantage of that.
Yes, and that's across Florida.
Yes.
And it's such a wonderful thing that we should utilize. I will tell you, if you go to the outlets, right, during that time, you won't probably find a parking spot, so get there early.
Right.
And, of course, this also applies to online shopping, too, if you are using, like, your Target app or whatever. And it's really cool. Something that started new this year is the schools. Something came to my house and you got a little slip and you take your phone and you just scan the PR code and it takes you to your school list. And then you have everything listed there for every grade possible. And then if you click on it, it literally just carries you over to Target and everything's in your shopping cart.
Oh, that's awesome.
What is this life? I had to do nothing.
I'm all about the Target
app. Did
they
bring it to your car?
You can, yes.
Yeah,
you order it, they either deliver it to your home or they walk it out to your car.
That's like been the best thing about this whole pandemic. If there was a silver lining to anything with the pandemic, it is the pickup option at all the different retail outlets.
I guarantee you they questioned my taste in clothing. like, why did she leave in those sweatpants? They're hideous. But you know what? I was comfortable and I didn't have to get out of the car. And so, you know, it's something to utilize again. And then just remember, so July 31st, which is coming up in, 2 days? I mean, it's already the 29th.
Yeah, today's 29th.
We're going to have this pretty much, it's a tax holiday is what we call it in Florida. And it is, we celebrate our kids going back to school and being able to get them the proper things they need to feel confident, because we want them to know that their education is important, because sometimes it can feel mundane to a child and it can feel a little bit overwhelming, especially after what they've gone through. So, on that note, when we prepare to go back to school, what is the one thing that is forgotten that students really, truly need to make a successful school year? I mean, could it be a pair of sneakers, which I always am like, you have to wear sneakers every day because you could fall and trip and something could happen. Or is it just paper? Like, is there like one item that students really need?
You know, at the secondary level, it's probably earbuds and calculators, you know, scientific calculators. Yeah. And at the elementary school, of course, we have those earbuds, too. And we like every student to have their own pair so they don't have to share. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really good. But I'll tell you what, you're right. That new pair of sneakers, to walk in with a new pair of sneakers is really, really that boosts every child. They walk a little taller, you know,
they do.
When they walk in the door. Well, I mean, don't we, when you get a new pair of shoes?
Always. Yes. Usually it's because it's 4 inches, but
yes, I'm right
you
there
do
with
feel
you.
Confident. Hey, I want to talk about preparing students and families, individuals, especially, you know, high school students, or if it's a senior, as they go back to school. But we're going to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I have a question. 850-437-1620.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talk. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158.
Call Christina today for the details. Not all homes will qualify.
Hey, Pensacola. Make sure you tune in Monday morning at 9, right after the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, to hear from the expert panel of VIP Care doctors. This is one time you get to talk to doctors for free. So tune in to hear from VIP Care, a leader in primary care for those over 65. It's the VIP Care Better Health Show, right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know there are over 100,000 lawyers in the state of Florida? Less than 2,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I'm proud to say that both myself and my law partner, Charlie Schuster, have been board-certified for over 25 years and specialize in handling personal injury claims.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Snow White and the Prince opens this weekend at Pensacola Little Theater, a romantic, funny, musical adaptation of the classic tale. For tickets and showtimes, check the PLT website. Save the date for this fall's UWF Argo Kickoff Rally. Meet the coaches, win prizes, and sign up for the Argonaut Athletic Club. It happens Thursday, August 5th from 5 to 6:30 at Seville Quarter. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Our national news is powered by Fox, and our local newsroom is open all day, every 30 minutes, and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bobby Rossi and Pensacola right now.
Coming up at 20 after each hour, we have top trending news with Cooper Davis. Coming up at 4:50, today's sign of the apocalypse, your face-palming story of the day.
4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. If you have a question, hop on in, 850-437-1620. We have Dr. Karen Barber. She is the superintendent of schools for the Santa Rosa County School District, joined by, of course, Brandy Bates. And you are new to the public information officer position for the school district in Santa Rosa County.
Yes.
And you're doing a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you.
So I'm really excited to be able to work with you when it comes to news and, of course, expert advice. So with your expert advice for both of you ladies, preparing kids, families, with going back to school, is there a process? Are there extra tips and advice to just helping these kids get excited and maybe, you know, get them back on their sleep schedule?
Yes.
Well, one of the first things we need to make sure that our parents and guardians are doing is just making sure that right now, you know, kids are healthy. So make sure that we're really practicing right now all that the good hygiene practices that we have had put in place over the last 2 years. Make sure that before kiddos get on the bus or get in the car to go to school, that we're just checking them to make sure they're fever free and they're feeling good. And then you know, really communicating with the school about that status. But just really encouraging our schools and our parents this year. Of course, last year we were. Parents were limited on campuses. The fourth 9 weeks in Santa Rosa, we had some limited activities in which our parents and families could engage and come to the school, fifth grade celebrations, outdoor band concerts, and that was a real silver lining that we had that I think we're going to continue this year. Sims Middle School had an amazing band concert, and it was outside. So there, you know, kids and dogs and balloons and blankets and lawn chairs and just hearing kids make music, and it was just wonderful. So we'll continue those kinds of activities, but really continuing on those great hand hygiene habits this year throughout that school year, and being excited because this year our parents and our families can fully engage in school, can volunteer at their child's school and be present throughout the school year.
Excellent. And so yesterday you also informed me that you released the information for the upcoming school year, and maybe Brandy, you can go a little bit more into that. As of right now, there will not be a mask mandate within the schools, correct? But if a student does feel more comfortable and a parent feels more comfortable, they will be, of course, allowed to wear one on the premises.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And our goal is to get kids back in school. That face-to-face instruction is just so important.
Okay. So then let's also talk on that too. Did you see more success from the students who were in person than the ones who were remote or doing virtual learning?
Well, we had about 92% of our students ended the school year with in-person learning, which was incredible. So we had a small percentage that were full-time virtual through Santa Rosa Online, and that's our virtual school through the school district. And then we had students that were also opted for remote learning. And most of our students that had a remote teacher that was, you know, providing them instruction every day, did well. But it's not the right fit for everyone.
Sure.
So this year our options are, and this is throughout the state, we have full-time virtual, so children can receive instruction through Santa Rosa Online, which is our virtual school for the school district, or in-person learning. And right now we are above our projection for the 21-22 school year, so children are registering every day. We'll continue, of course, every day. I get calls from our school saying, okay, we registered 15 more kids today.
Wow.
So the sooner parents can come in and get that done or do that online through our parent portal, the better. We want to make sure we are ready for the first day of school, which is August the 10th.
Yeah, it's coming up very quickly.
It is.
It's less than 2 weeks away. We're going to be back into school season. And I think that, yes, you mentioned before, of course, Dr. Karen Barber is here. She's the superintendent of schools for the Santa Rosa County School District. Continuing to guide your children and everybody in your household to have the proper hygiene. I think that's the best way. You know, we don't need to freak out, but washing your hands, singing the happy birthday song, making sure that, you know, we're not sharing things that can kind of pass germs along, right? The germy germs. And then, you know, just reminding everybody, if your kid's not feeling their best, it might be best to just take that sick day. I think in America, a lot of times we've been pushed for so many years, work, 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 you know, just like, you don't give up. You're a weakling if you call out of work. And I remember those days before, you know, I was even a stay-at-home mom, where it was like, no, I am not going to let this fever stop me. I am going to do my job. And there weren't any masks or anything. You just were expected to show up. There's a lot more compassion when it comes to that, and especially with students too. Don't worry about the perfect attendance.
Yeah.
Because it's later on, it could cost something.
Right. Absolutely. If you're feeling any symptoms, stay at home. Many of those symptoms might resolve within the next 24 hours. And that happens a lot. You know, kids get tummy aches.
Yes.
You know, we get headaches, and some of that is just seasonal allergies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just need to take care of ourselves, and if we're feeling better, then come back to school. But take that time to be at home, make sure those symptoms pass, and if necessary, of course, go to a medical provider and be sure about that.
Of course.
We want our kids to be in school and not just attending in classroom activities, but fully engaged in extracurricular activities, too.
Right, and being able to actually enjoy it. I will tell you, my kids love school. They cannot wait to go back and see their teachers and their friends. In fact, a lot of their teachers have become my friends. And I think that speaks volumes for the teachers in our area in Northwest Florida and the teachers we have nowadays who have a passion for students. It wasn't always like that when I was a kid. You were kind of scared, you know, and it was back in the day where they actually could paddle you. and you're like
terrified.
We don't do that anymore. Right? No, that's not a thing. But to be excited to go to school. We want every child to feel that way.
You bet.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break before we wrap up here. If you do have a question, in fact, people are listening saying good morning. They cannot wait to have their kids go back to school. Yes, totally. It's fine. I'll miss them, but we want them to have fun and learn along the way. 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 850-7700.
Travis Thompson here from Climatech, a professional air. There's an old saying that states that all good things must come to an end, and that's true for our free mini split air conditioning offer. This opportunity for our customers has been received so well that we're just about out of them. And while our supplies last, here's what we're offering. If you purchase a variable speed comfort system from us, we're going to give you a ductless mini split system for free. All we ask is that you pay for installation. These systems are great for sunrooms, home offices, or mother-in-law suites. Check out ClimatechProAir.com for more details. We are your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
It's been called the new socialism, the goals of which are universal basic income, free health care, free college, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and Joe Biden's proposed trillions in spending. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight and find out the real dangers of socialism. Newsmax is on all major cable systems or for free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax for news they can trust.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Checker Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checker Pro Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more attic insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 850-446-8525. That's 850-446-8525.
If you're an avid sports fan, you need to listen up. This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager for Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5. I'm looking for someone to join our sales team that just loves and is very passionate about sports. We have the number one sports broadcasting brand in the nation, ESPN. And we want you to be our top draft pick to join our sales team. If you love sports and winning as much as we do, send your resume to hr@catcountry987.com.
For listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Of course, we've had Dr. Karen Barber here, the superintendent for Santa Rosa County School District. We're wrapping up. It's 10:30. So in the last couple of seconds, Brandy Bates, the PIO for the school district as well. Do you guys have any last encouragement for anybody?
Parents understand that in Santa Rosa County School District, we have a mission, and our mission is to love children, educate children, and prepare them for a successful future. And notice I said love first, because you have to love children if you're going to be in this business of education, and we want our children and our family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. For the fifth straight Olympics, an American wins gold in women's all-around gymnastics.
Suni Lee from Little Canada, Minnesota, is the first Asian American all-around champion, and more specifically, of Hmong descent, to win a gold.